Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for sports. And how many different ways can the Yankees win a game? How many different ways?
And that's ball four. So Gleyber Torres draws a pinch hit walk, and he's aboard. Aaron Boone has gone to the bench. And this time it's going to be Gary Sanchez. Ball is looped into right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Gleyber Torres will hold it second. The 3-0 pitch. And that's ball four. A four-pitch walk loads the bases for Aaron Hicks. The payoff pitch. It's ball four outside. The Yankees take the lead 6-5.
Now, I mean, you know you've got a kind of blessed season when you win a game tied 5-5 in the ninth. You get one measly hit, and the rest are walks to walk in and get the game. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Thank God the Orioles suck.
Boy, that's amazing.
Because I played a three-team parlay yesterday. I had the Twins over the Angels. They won in the football score 16-7. I had the Steelers, also known as the Pirates, over Colorado. They won 14-6. And thank God for the walks of the Orioles where the Yankees squeak out a 6-5 win, because that was my third game.
Just, I mean, how many different ways can the Orioles figure out to lose?
Well, like we've been saying, seems like for the last 27 days that they've played the Yankees, they stink. They make the Mets look like the 27 Yankees.
Yeah, and the Marlins won again last night.
Well, they could thank the Mets for that winning streak. The Mets gave them the confidence that they can do it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well,
boy,
anyway.
Boy, the Orioles are, oh, my God.
It's embarrassing to watch.
It's embarrassing for the people that don't have another team's hat on that are in that stadium. If anybody supports the Orioles, I have a good doctor. I have his number. I'll give it out if you need it.
Just amazingly bad baseball.
It's amazing that's a major league team.
I know. How many ways can you find to lose, really?
If you're a young kid and you get drafted by the Orioles, I have one word for you, Japan.
We do have a kid in our area, Willie Yan, who was drafted by the Orioles. And
For the kid.
Kid's a great player. I mean a great player. He is very, very good. He almost single-handedly turned the UConn baseball program around where all of a sudden they became winners. The kid is really outstanding. He's a man.
Well, I feel bad for him because not only do the Orioles stink, they're cheap.
Well, yeah, but at least I predict he will be brought up this year just to take a look-see.
Well, if he's any good, maybe the Yankees will get him in a trade for nothing.
That's right.
Because I'm sure any player that the Orioles have that's halfway decent, they'll trade because they don't want to pay him.
It's just
terrible.
And you think about the organization, the Orioles organization of the past. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Earl Weaver. They were the mainstay pitching staff, not in baseball, never mind the American League.
Earl Weaver is spinning over in his grave. I don't know.
520 game winners.
I don't know if Jim Palmer is still alive.
He's still alive.
He's 520 game, exactly right, 520 game winners on the same staff in the same year. Unbelievable.
Cuellar, McNally, Palmer. Cuellar, McNally, Palmer.
I forget.
Dobson. And who was the other one? I can't remember who the other one was.
But anyways.
That was a long time ago.
So what do you want to talk about now?
We could talk about basketball for a little while.
For a few seconds.
Very little while.
Yeah.
Toronto beat Milwaukee yesterday. So imagine the no care of the NBA when Toronto plays Golden State.
That's right.
Imagine the no care about that.
It definitely has all the makings of a shellacking.
They're talking about the lack of interest in the Bruins playing St. Louis. I beg to differ, but there really be a lack of interest in Toronto playing Golden State.
Well, hockey is a totally different animal than basketball because it's not the same teams all the time competing for the Stanley Cup. And the teams that do get in, like St. Louis, They have a following not only in St. Louis, but throughout the country. And the big, bad Boston Bruins, half the people watch the Bruins to see them win. They're like the Patriots. And the other half will watch them to see them lose. So the hockey, as far as I'm concerned, the hockey fans are much more responding and will watch their games more than NBA fans will. Now, NBA will have bigger numbers because there's just simply more people. But if you were to compare fan base to fan base and the percentage of people that will watch and seek out the Stanley Cup Finals versus the NBA Finals, I think the NHL will win by that.
I'll be watching it.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I'll watch 100% more of the hockey final than I will of the basketball final.
Yeah. All right. Any horse racing this weekend?
I have very little.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get my papers until I just checked my computer this morning. They weren't there when I went to bed last night. So I only got one race ready for you. It's at Churchill Downs tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. It's a 6-furlong race. The winning colors. Winning colors was a filly that won the Kentucky Derby back in 1988. Why a 6-furlong race is named after a horse that won the Kentucky Derby, I don't know. So two couple of horses I'm looking at here, all on the outside. One is the 10 horse, Salt Bay, trained by Bernie Flint. This horse is 0-for-4 at Churchill Downs, but has been running very, very well at the fairground sprinting. Last two times this horse ran 6 furlongs down there. The horse won both times convincingly at less than 2-to-1. 6-to-1 morning line, I'm going to use this horse. Another horse I'm going to use here is the 8 horse, A Stroll in the Park, trained by Larry Jones. Larry Jones is having a decent meet this spring at Churchill Downs. Has two tepid works going into this race. Hasn't been seen since December. Larry Jones is 25% off the layoff. Working good at Oaklawn Park but prior to a few works at Churchill Downs. This horse likes Churchill Downs. Two of her five lifetime wins came at the track. 5 starts at Churchill with 2 wins, a 2nd and a 3rd. At 5-to-1, I'm going to use this horse. But the favorite just looks real strong to me in this race. That's the 9, Awestruck. This horse, another horse for course with 6 starts with 2 wins and 2 seconds. One last time over a sloppy track at Churchill Downs. This horse is not just the sloppy track horse. This horse runs on all surfaces. George Arnold's having a great meet, winning at 31% with 5 winners out of 16 starts. Everything just points to this horse tomorrow. So the 9 horse, Awestruck, is my pick in the 10th at Churchill tomorrow. And I'm going to use the 8, A Stroll in the Park, and the 10, Salt Bay, to round out my exactas. Sorry for the lack of races, but I just didn't get the information in time.
It's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about that.
Now, when the racing form costs $11 a pop and you got to depend on people to feed you, you got to wait. You got to take it when you can. Because I couldn't even get the racing form until today for tomorrow. So last night, there's no way I can get it unless you pay their exorbitant fees.
You get exorbitant fees to get everything like that.
Yeah, imagine that. You have to pay $11 to form an opinion on how you can lose your money. The racing form used to cost $1.75 and gave you a lot more and better information than it gives you now. They used to give you all the works, roundup of every track. They used to give you better articles. Everything was better, and it was 900% cheaper than it is now. But I guess everything else costs more money, so why shouldn't the racing form take you over to Broken Bottles, too?